The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're just joining us, we're coming to you live from Fitzpatrick's Hotel in Manhattan. There is a real buzz of anticipation here in this great city because, of course, the country going to the polls. I say going. I mean, tens of millions of people have already gone to the polls, but those left to do so can vote tomorrow. We're going to be going down to a polling station, speaking to people as they cast their ballots on the show tomorrow, and plenty more besides. We're going to have expert insight tomorrow and the next day as this country decides its direction of travel for the next 4 years, and a direction of travel which, of course, impacts the rest of the world, us included. But we're not done and dusted today, because it gives me great pleasure to welcome John McDonough to our studio here. John is a radio host on WBAI New York, and he's a taxi driver as well in this city. John, you're welcome to the show.
No, thanks for having me on. Long time listener. Have to support Andrea from Ballyshannon.
Donegal Mafia. I knew it was coming. As soon as you told me you were been to Donegal last week, I knew it. I knew it was coming. She probably know. You're probably related. Anyway, that's the way those things work. How do you think it's going to go, the election?
I mean, you'd be a fool to predict it. Like in 2016, you couldn't have predicted Trump.
Be a fool there for me now, John.
But the thing about it is the Democrats are hemorrhaging votes. Now, in 2016... Hillary loses the election, but she wins the popular vote by 3 million. So you come to 2020, Biden wins the election, but he wins the popular vote by 7 million. The polls are now saying that Trump could win the popular vote. What happened to those 7 million people? Why did they go over to the Trump side? This is what has to be analyzed. And like my family's an Irish immigrant family, Queens, all Union. We had the poster of JFK up on the wall with the Pope. Right? That was it. You voted Democratic. You voted. Now everybody in my family, they're all voting Trump.
Why?
And there's a couple of reasons. The Democratic Party has now become the war party. They support all the wars, no matter where they are. They used to be the anti-war party. They used to be against the Vietnam War. They were against all the other wars. They now support everything that's going on in Gaza, in Lebanon. It is unbelievable how the roles are reversed. I mean, Trump is saying, I'm going to look into all this money we're giving to Ukraine. You can't even ask the question here to Democrats. Oh, you're not patriotic. You're not this and that. So people are fed up with all these wars that are going on. So that is one major problem. The other problem is she's campaigning with Liz Cheney. To me, her father is a war criminal, and he should be in the dock in The Hague for the invasion of Iraq. And they're praising him as a man of character. So you have to kill a million Iraqis to be a man of character. This is what Harris is saying about it, and she's dragging Liz Cheney around. Mm. And this is so ridiculous. You can't find a Democrat to campaign throughout the country. So people are just really fed up with what's going on with the Democrats. And the third thing that I despise what they're doing is they're not allowing any other parties onto the ballot. Almost in every state, they're blocking the Green Party, they're blocking Cornel West, and they blocked RFK Jr. We have the bizarre situation in Michigan right now, right? They went to court to get RFK Jr. off the ballot.
Yes.
RFK drops out of the race, backs Trump. They're in court. We want to keep him on the ballot. And they just won it last week. So RFK will be on the ballot in Michigan. So when I went to vote last week, I had no choice. I either had to go with Harris, or I had to go with Trump, or write someone in. They denied me a choice to vote for Jill Stein, for Cornel West. So I detest, you know, they're talking about Trump. Mm. Oh, he's anti-democratic. There's nobody more anti-democratic than the Democratic Party. If you're an independent or a third party, they will not allow you onto the ballot. So, I mean, that's just a few things.
Now, it's interesting how you described your family as kind of, trade unionist union members, yeah, and everything. Because earlier on in the show, we kind of kicked things off. The very first person we heard from today was a guy called Ryan Hart. I just bumped into him outside Trump Tower.
I heard it. I was listening to it.
Ryan is a welder.
Yep.
And he's in the union. And like that, he is voting for Trump. And he says lots of his other... He goes, the union is backing Kamala.
Right. The leadership of it.
But all the guys he works with are voting for Trump.
Right.
And do you think that is replicated in other parts of the
yes,
country?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Although I have to tell you, you are probably in the worst place in the world to cover this election.
Thanks, John. You should have told us this before we booked the flights.
Because we get no commercials here. Like, I have to tell you, there is not one commercial running about this election. You wouldn't know there was an election going on. If you were here or in California, there's no election. The only way I knew about some ads that were going on, I go to my local O'Neill's in Queens, and it's on Saturday, the football game's on, or Sunday. It's a national broadcast. So one of the ads go up, and it's about transgenderism and about women's sports. No one in the bar had ever seen this commercial, but they were playing in Georgia. They're playing in North Carolina. They're playing all the battleground states 24/7. All the money is being pumped into. If you're in New York, you've never seen these ads. So it was kind of a shock at the bar when we saw it. We go, what's this here? Where are they coming from on this? And it was so bizarre. Then it goes off, disappears. It's back to the game. But I can't even imagine what's going on in Pennsylvania and Georgia with the ads, because it's 24/7. My phone never stopped, even on the way here. Trump is emailing me. Here, the blue-collar billionaire looking for money. I got Harris texting me. She just raised $1 billion. That's not enough to beat Trump. She needs $1 billion and $20 extra for me, and that might put her over the top to beat Trump. If you can't beat Trump with $1 billion, now, Trump has not changed from 2016 to 2020, or 2024. He's still the same game show host from Queens.
Yeah.
He has not changed. He's the same lunatic up on every stump speech. Hey, we'll shoot this one. We're going to do this and that. So something's wrong with the Democratic Party, that this is so close, and 7 million people have defected.
Well, what is so wrong with them? And not, you made your point about their policy positions. You know what I mean? They're not anti-war in the same way you thought they would be in the past and all of that. I mean, but how, in your mind, did that happen? When did it start to lurch away from the Democratic Party of kind of people like your folks, you know, JFK and the Pope on the wall?
Yeah. It's bizarre. It's been slow, but it's been evolving, that the working class do not identify with the Democratic Party. Party, because they are now the party of Silicon Valley. The people that support the Democratic Party are the billionaires that own all these apps and own Google and own all these platforms. They're the ones backing the Democratic Party with billions and billions of dollars. Our system is so corrupt with money. It is so sickening. You have an election coming up, worst kept secret in Ireland, November 29th. And when they announce it, it's 3 weeks, no corporation money, no big donations coming in.
No.
You go in, put up a few posters, get chased away from a few doorsteps, that's it. They hand count the votes, next day you got a new government or the same government or whatever. Ours, the money is obscene, what's going on in this country, and it affects every level. And when you get these emails and text messages from people who are multimillionaires saying, we need your money, the other Hitler's going to get in, and if the other one's going to get, the warmonger's going to get in. And it is just, I can't wait for this to be over. It is just
how do you fix
mind
that,
numbing.
How do you fix that problem? Because, you know, you mentioned, say, all of that money flowing into the Harris campaign, and then others will be texting you and saying the same things happening with the Republicans, and you've got your Peter Thiels and your Elon Musks and all of the billionaires, tech billionaires again, bankrolling him, and this kind of bizarre thing where Elon Musk has been giving away like kind of $1 million checks.
Oh yeah,
to people.
Who wouldn't sign up?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a millionaire for the day. I mean, like, it is, but this is how crazy. Like, Trump sent out an email, right? This is what he's hawking. He's got a watch you can buy, a signed hat.
Oh, yeah?
He's got special sneakers now that are signed that are going to be collector's items. But the best one is the Bible. Now, he's selling Bibles. I don't know if it's signed, but with his ego, of course it would probably be signed that he wrote the Bible. But this is what he's selling. On the other side, they're selling fear. If Trump gets in, it's Hitler. There's going to be concentration camps set up, and you better get ready. And the other irony is, it's mainly Democrats say, you know what, if Trump gets in, I'm leaving the country. That's it. Mm-hmm. You never hear that from Republicans. If Harris gets in, they go, hey, I think a lot of it has to do with they don't have passports. But that you never hear Republicans say, nah, I'll fight in 4 years' time. Democrats, they're clutching their pearls. They're jumping off the ledge
now on
Tuesday.
So do you think there's all a bit of hyperbole in it, that regardless of who wins, not a whole lot actually will change on the ground for people?
We lived through 4 years of Trump already. If he gets elected now, he's a lame duck president. He's only going to be president for 2 years, right? He doesn't care. He wants to play golf.
Because he'll lose.
No, because he can't run again. So nobody's going to listen to him after two years.
Sorry,
J.D. Vance is going to run, right, as the heir apparent. So when his 2 years are up, his last 2 years will be, he'll be golfing around the country, having everybody slap him on the back, because he's not a politician. He's a grifter. He doesn't care. He gets into the position. He likes the helicopters, and he likes parades and stuff like that. So if he wins, he does 2 years. We can survive 2 years. Don't worry about it. We survived the Vietnam War, the Korean War. I can go through all the list of the wars. And then we're off to the races again. Within 2 years, it's going to be J.D. Vance, and then it'll be a completely new Democrat that we're breaking, you know, with Biden, with Harris, or who, you know, however the politics play out. But it's just like,
and
you know,
have you any do you feel any way encouraged that that new Democrat would be a Democrat that you could
I would hope so. I would hope that there would be someone that would run, that would be against the war like they used to do. I mean,
how likely do you think that is?
It depends on the money, man. If somebody's running and they got a huge backer, like an Elon Musk that will backs her. But the military-industrial complex, like FDR said, it's running the country. Like, there's armament plants in Pennsylvania. They're now running 24/7. They cannot keep up with the bombs that are being used in the Ukraine, Gaza, and Lebanon. This is the heyday. If you lived in Pennsylvania and you're fracking and building bombs, oh my God, you're going
to
be.
You're
retiring soon. You're heading to Florida after these wars are over because you're working 24/7.
Well, we heard from Florida a little bit earlier because Josh Crosby is there. We're going to hear from Barry White in California, or rather, Barry White, in California a little bit later in the show.
Not the singer.
Not the singer. Although he has a great voice. He's not far from Donegal himself. You're probably related to him as well, John. John, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a mil.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. John McDonough is a radio host on WBAI New York. He's a taxi driver from the great city as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.